USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
All adults in the United States are now eligible to receive a COVID vaccination. That coming after the U.S. passed a milestone over the weekend, with more than half of all adults in the country having received at least one dose. As some health officials believe that new cases will begin to fall as early as next month, Dr. Carlos Del Rio cautions that an even more aggressive vaccination effort is now needed. The professor of medicine at Emory University tells CNBC that outreach is now needed in communities that have been thus far resistant to vaccination.
I think it could start to happen, but we need to continue vaccinating very aggressively, and I worry that we're rapidly transitioning our country from a supply issue, you know, a scarcity issue with vaccines to a demand issue. There are many places that are simply not having enough demand, and we have to get the vaccine to the people that are currently very reluctant. And I will tell you, the most reluctant communities are rural communities, primarily white evangelicals, and we really need to get out to those communities to vaccinate them.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The cause of death for Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was revealed on Monday. Tim Berg has the story.
U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes stemming from two strokes a day after the January 6th Capitol breach, the D.C. Medical Examiner's Office confirmed on Monday, ending speculation he was beaten to death by pro-Trump rioters. The Medical Examiner also saying he did not suffer an allergic reaction after being sprayed with a chemical irritant as he was engaging people breaching the Capitol. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And former Vice President Walter Mondale has died, according to a statement from his family. Mondale served under President Jimmy Carter after spending 12 years in the U.S. Senate. He made his own run at the White House in 1984, unsuccessfully challenging President Ronald Reagan. In his later career, he served as ambassador to Japan under President Bill Clinton. Walter Mondale was 93. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he would introduce a resolution to censure California Representative Maxine Waters for comments she made over the weekend at a protest in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Waters told demonstrators at a protest over the death of Daunte Wright that they should stay on the street and get more confrontational. McCarthy said Waters broke the law by violating curfew and then incited violence with her remarks. Congressman Burgess Owens says that Waters' comments are another reminder that words do matter. The Utah Republican tells Newsmax TV that he wants to see those who incite violence with rhetoric held accountable.
The worst thing we can do is tell our young people not to comply, to be angry, to think the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to be shot. That's a message that is very effective for the left, and it's been shown, by the way. I'm sure we're going to talk about Maxine Waters. But we have race baiters coming from different districts in the country, breaking curfew, and then telling people, oh, by the way, and having a bunch of police around protection, and then telling people to bear down and get ready to riot. These kind of things we have to be very careful about and understand that words matter. And it's time for us to start holding people accountable that incite riots, because at the end of the day, people are going to get hurt, business will be burned, and there's going to be somebody's going to die because of this kind of rhetoric. And we cannot stand for that.
And sportscaster Joe Buck will get a chance to give the answers on Jeopardy later this year. Buck will reportedly take the podium this summer as one of a series of guest hosts for the popular game show. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers recently ended his run as host, with Anderson Cooper, Bill Whitaker, Maya Bialik, Savannah Guthrie, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta in line to host as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.